lower in the level, ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower in the several, I'm lower in the level, I'm running from the law, breaking the law.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Kind of ironic. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wait, how can it be ridiculous if it's without having a ridiculous first? So I've never understood, how is somebody a retard if they're not a tard first?
I don't know. You tard? What do people call people tards?
It'd be tardation, so it'd be...
retardation. That means he was retarded before and he got more retarded.
Well, tardation.
Well, that's why they dropped the retard. That's why they dropped retard and just said, you're mentally handicapped.
So you never understood the
just had more words.
The signs in the neighborhood. They say slow children at play. Are they telling you children at play so slow down, or that there are slow children on the street and they're playing? What's the warning there? I don't get it.
Depends where you're at. Like if you're in the back, if you're driving around the back of the school, you might need that sign.
I think it's just a bunch of fat children trying to get through the street.
Yeah, they would be pretty slow too. Unless, of course, they got a stick tied to their head dangling and twinking in front of them.
That's a lot different than children with a ball.
I'm pretty sure they would just, I'm pretty sure they would get the Twinkie. They wouldn't run.
They'd figure out a way. Like when you put a biscuit on a dog's snout.
Stay. Good boy.
Like, oh, fuck this.
I was like, wait, I have hands. I'm not retarded. I'm just fat.
No, though, you know, I read that a while back. Fat people did try and get some of the same rights as handicapped people.
God, just because you're fat, you know, get special needs.
Yeah. No, what they wanted was the whole right to be able to park in a handicapped spot in front of a store.
It's because you're
so that way they didn't have to walk from a normal
parking. Because you're lazy place. Doesn't mean you get special.
This might be in another episode.
Huh?
This might be in another episode.
Why?
This might actually already be in another episode.
Go. Maybe. I'm pointing it out now because we didn't have our third wheel here to comment on it.
We also have like.
So you probably heard this on another episode.
We have another 24 people probably told us. Like, yeah. We've talked about this before.
I don't care. Let's hear a new opinion on it. So fat people are tired of parking in normal parking spaces and have to walk up to the doors of a store. They want to park up front with the people who legitimately have a handicap. What's your take on it? What's your take on these people who weren't born sick but ate sick?
Don't be fat.
That's right. All right, we'll end with that subject then.
That's a lot quicker. No, my buddy was trying to do that.
No, you don't. Just for the parking, because
he has a nice car. He scammed a way to get a fucking handicap placard just where he can have handicap parking to park in the front, so no one will ding his fucking
car.
That's
a bunch of bullshit. That's you don't get special needs just because of something you did for yourself.
Having a nice car.
Yeah,
no, see,
asshole.
But the thing is, like, we work with a guy who also lost his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he parks in the handicap spot, and he sees him sometimes because he tries to park as close as to the front as possible. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I understand. You, like, I don't give a fuck if he gets that placard. He's been kind of a bitch to use it. But it's like, what are you going to do when you fucking see that guy who legitimately has a missing leg and needs that spot? Like, you're going to get in your car right next to him?
Well, is it the right leg or the left leg is missing?
It doesn't matter. It's still, that fool's still lazy-ass fucking bitch.
Well, the thing is, these days, they're making more and more excuses why people are fat, though.
Oh, I know.
Because I've heard of these things called obesogens, that if you have a shower curtain and you run hot water, the shower curtain will make you fat.
What?
Yes.
It's called an obesogen?
It's called obesogens. Say you got a plastic spoon, you use it, and you use it in the hot, and the car's kind of melting, those little obesogens, you get fat.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, apparently everything makes you fat. Apparently there's more excuses why people are fat and makes it okay. I'm fat because of this, see? It's not my fault.
No, you know why I'm fat? I sure as fuck don't work out. I park my ass in front of a fucking video game. And I don't eat healthy. I eat junk food. And I drink a lot of alcohol. I am fat.
You're responsible for your fat.
I am.
And he eats brownies, too.
Sometimes. But see, you know what? Here's my thing. I may be fat, but I am in shape.
Round's a shape, yeah.
Yes, round is a shape. Damn right, round's a shape.
I fit that little shape. Block thing that the people that have retarded kids try to fit. Yeah. You fit the blocks in there. You're definitely not a star. I'll say that.
Well, no. This is a
Steve. Not yet. We're not stars.
Yeah. No, but
you're a peg.
my take on the whole handicap thing, though, personally, is that unless you are like really old and feeble, slow moving, they're the only people who deserve the handicap spot.
Just old people.
Old, feeble people.
Yeah, I think it's kind of sad because when I used to work at a grocery store place, you see this 100-year-old lady just walking, you know, walking pretty good for herself down the street, and you see this person probably weighs like about a buck 50, 200 pounds, and he's like, I need a scooter, and starts fucking rolling out, needs help with the groceries. Old lady's fucking jogging down the street with the bag of groceries in her hand.
Unless you are like really old,
puts on her shoulder,
flower. No, but unless you're like really old, maybe spinal bifida, whatever. You know, takes you an hour to get from your car to the fucking grocery store door. You don't need a handicap placard, especially if you are one of those people who are legitimately handicapped. You're in a wheelchair, missing a limb, whatever. If you're one of those people though who have that scenario. And you tell everybody, oh, don't treat me different. Treat me the same as you would anybody else. All right, well, that means you don't get to park in that little fucking special place in front of the store. You get to be like everybody else and have to park way in the fuck in the back. Unless you happen to be the first person to get into a spot. First come, first serve. You're just the same as me then. Get your ass back of the line, motherfucker. That's what I feel.
I don't mind walking.
No, I don't mind walking. No, I don't mind walking. The point is, there are a lot of handicapped people who do say that. You know, don't treat me any different than any normal person. Okay, well, if you don't want to be treated any different, why should you have the special parking in front of a fucking store? If you want to be treated the same, then you get to be the same as everybody else and park in the back of the fucking line.
Oh, they got two sets of wheels. They don't have to walk. Talking about
this. And I also told you, like, there's not everyone's all righteous like that. I need this. I am handicapped.
Why do you need it?
Because it's difficult for me to walk or move around. It takes forever. I should have some kind of convenience. No,
why should you have some convenience?
I can't walk, or it's hard for me to walk. I think I should get a handicapped spot because I always forget my park where I parked.
What?
I think I should get a handicapped spot because I always forget where I parked.
Yeah, I agree with that. Therefore, he's handicapped.
I'm forgetful.
Yes. Forgetful. That's a handicap.
You should be driving. Do you even know why you're at the store?
No, you know what?
I have forgetful parking syndrome.
No, you know why I should get one? Because by God, I'm an alcoholic, and according to the medical...
It's a disease.
Yeah, according to the Medical Journal of Science, that is a full-on disease. Well, therefore, I have a handicap. I should be allowed to park there, shouldn't I?
You shouldn't be allowed to drive either.
Doesn't matter.
I stub my toe.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk.
What, you're drunk? Can you get temporary ones, like if you broke your leg?
You can get temporary ones, yes.
It's like a 30-day pass you put on your badge?
I'm not sure.
I keep breaking my leg.
For that reason?
Yes. Just so you can keep parking there?
I'd probably chop off my arm.
That wouldn't make you handicapped.
Yes, it would.
Why?
Because you need arm movement to help you walk.
That pendulum is true.
You know how you run fast? To run fast, you have to move your arms fast.
Yeah. And it also throws off your balance with that.
If I throw up my... See the pinky? If this pinky goes, I can't walk.
Just like if your pinky toe... if your pinky toe goes, you're pretty much screwed.
Your big toe.
Yeah, that one too. Purpose. It's all about balance.
It's your big toe.
Hey. Chop off your thumb and see if you can grab something.
I grabbed it.
Yeah. Now use it.
He also drives with his feet. Steve has actually picked up the cell phone and is now using it with no thumbs. That's why. No one can see this. Remember that.
Yeah, no,
we're impressed by this feat. He's also playing the little drum machine thing he had, too. And he's making a phone call.
Do you not have your phone with you, Eric?
Yeah.
I do. Oh, look, I just called you with no thumbs.
Okay, go open the door.
Shoot a gun.
You want me to go open the door?
Go open the door.
You can open the door. No, Steve's not going to proceed to open the door. There it goes.
Nope, I got it.
He used his thumbs, I saw it.
No thumbs.
Now we all know Steve can be a retard.
I put lotion on and tried doing that. I'm stuck in the bathroom for half an hour.
No, the point is you can do stuff without your thumbs. I just proved you wrong.
It was a pain in the ass.
Actually, it wasn't all that hard. And I've been drinking.
I think it still missed thumbs at some point,
though. At some point, yeah.
You make it seem like, oh, I can do it, so it's not a problem. You can chop off my thumbs right now.
Go for it. You each get a thumb.
I don't got anything sharp.
Oh, you lost your opportunity.
I'll just make it hurt.
We'll just break your thumbs.
No, then it'd be hard to do stuff, because then it's in a fucking cast that just sticks straight out there. And
you got all this using your mouth and your wrist to fucking open shit around.
I wasn't using my mouth. You wish I was using my mouth.
Use your tongue to flick the lock.
I see it.
That's right. Pick a lock with my tongue ring. There you go.
Tight cherry Sims with it too.
Yeah, I've done that.
I haven't.
Really?
Never had a tongue ring.
No. You, it's not about tying the cherry stem with a tongue ring. It's using your tongue to tie a cherry stem into a knot.
That's what he just said.
He was talking about the tongue, not the tongue ring. I just coincidentally happened to have been able to do it while wearing a tongue ring.
Oh.
How are you doing it?
It's rather difficult.
It's not so easy. Why were you doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you're eating chocolate sundaes.
He was alone.
No, I was. I was at a restaurant when
Cornerstone.
I was living in Havasu at the time. I was at this restaurant. I had the hot ass fucking server there. Me and a bunch of friends of mine, we just got off work, so we worked the 7 at night to 7 in the morning shift. So we went there, got some food before going our separate ways to go to bed. Like I said, hot-ass fucking server, though. Well, we convinced her, you know, to chill and talk with us. Well, she had brought up the subject of being how she's able to do it, and nobody else would, you know, take her up on it to see if they can do it while she's doing it, too. So I volunteered. So we ended up sitting in the booth. She went and got 2 cherries, one for her, one for me. We sat in the booth, and we did it. I'd never tried it before, either. Got it.
All right, that proves that you're a pretty good dick sucker.
No, as my gay sister-in-law likes to say, I have a tongue of a lesbian.
Or an asshole.
Just because I can do shit with my tongue that you can't, don't be jealous.
Like lick shit?
Amongst other things.
Very wet.
Hey, not all shit's bad. Depends on what the person ate, man.
Anyway, I like an asshole too in my day.
Yeah, the rim job? Hell yeah. Gets him going wild. Just, you know, swab it with a baby wipe first. Just make sure there's no residue.
Yeah, it's all good.
I like to get them right when they're fresh out of the shower.
They're clean eventually. Some point.
Your mouth probably made it dirtier anyway.
I know. Your mouth's dirtier than an asshole.
Depends on the asshole and where it's been.
Just, nah, people's breath smells like shit. They just woke up.
It's been through some crap.
Talking a lot of shit.
Didn't we do this last time?
Yeah, we were talking about porta potties. Oh, yeah.
That's our thing.
Right. Pretty sure that we're running from the